live on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A, a really packed show for you today. We're going to start out by talking to Mark Markley on behalf of the Scottish Highland Games and the Celtic Fair. And then from there, we will go to Fred Oswald. He will be here on behalf of the Citizens Water Advocacy Group. And then after the news with Link, we'll talk to Lynn and Jordan Thomas. They are starring on stage at the PCA for their new production, Madagascar. So a real packed show for you today. Stay tuned. It's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
For over 50 years, Prescott College has been empowering future leaders to make a difference in local and global communities.
Hi, I'm Courtney Osterfeld, Executive Director of the Launchpad Teen Center. I earned a bachelor's and a master's degree from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by inspiring teens to achieve their dreams. My experience with Prescott College provided me with the skills and experience to develop and manage a nonprofit organization.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
Nothing is as exciting as living for the unexpected. Get that feeling with your all-new 2018 Toyota Camry from Findlay Toyota Prescott. Transport your senses with catamaran-inspired accents and black sport mesh grille. Handling and ride quality are breathtaking, and the Camry Hybrid gives up to 53 miles per gallon highway. Lease an all-new 2018 Camry LE for $249 a month for 36 months or finance for 0.9% for 60 months. And every new Toyota Camry comes with Toyota Care, our complimentary maintenance plan, including roadside service for 2 years or 25,000 miles. Thank you for voting Findlay Toyota Prescott Quad Cities Business News 2017 Best of Business Automotive Dealership Award. Shop online anytime at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. We are everybody's hometown dealer. Offers on approved credit, must finance through Toyota Financial Services, does not include tax, license, title fee, and $495 dock fees. Lease models 2532 for 36 months with $1999 due at signing. Monthly payment at 0.9% for 60 months is $1705. Security deposit waived. Offer expires 4/30/2018.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, a big annual event is coming up. It's being put on by the Prescott Area Celtic Society. Mark Markley is here to talk about it. Mark, you've been with us several times now. Over the past several years, every spring has been highlighted by the Scottish Highland Games and the Celtic Fair. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we're actually changing things up a little bit. Traditionally, our games have been held around Mother's Day weekend, and that's caused us a few problems. First of all, a lot of people want to take their moms out to a nice dinner after church on Sunday. They don't want to go to a field. And also, anybody who's lived in this area for any length of time knows that the weather in May can be a little exciting. We've had snow on Games Day weekend. So we're actually be moving our festival to September 14th through 16th.
Oh, really?
Yep. So that's going to be, we're hoping for better weather. And I think it's going to be a nice addition to the fall schedule.
I've always teased people about the weather in spring here in northern Arizona. And I always say, just ask anybody who tries to ride a bike during the Prescott Whiskey Off-Road. Every year, it seems, it either snows or rains real heavily.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's much better during the fall.
Yep, those winds make the caber toss a little entertaining, too.
Yeah, I can imagine. Tell us about the Celtic Society here.
Sure. So we are a society focused on the advancement of Scottish and Celtic culture. So tomorrow is Tartan Day. That's a celebration of Scottish culture. But we also celebrate Irish, Welsh, Galician. There's a whole wide range of Celts. We do that through primarily the festival, but we also have grants that we can give to people who are interested in learning Irish dance or maybe going. We're actually sponsoring an adaptive athlete and a couple of folks to go over and compete in an adaptive games in Scotland this year.
You mentioned the Welsh involvement. Back in my hometown of St. Louis, there was a part of town that had a couple of Welsh bars, and it was apparently only Welsh people attending the bars because nobody else could pronounce the names.
Yeah, they're well known for their long names.
Yeah, there was one. It had, I believe, 11 consonants and a symbol for copper in the middle of it, so I don't know how people got through that.
I think they charged by the vowel.
If they did, they'd all be rich. Tell us about the background of clan affiliations and tartan registration.
Sure. So, again, tomorrow is Tartan Day, which is a holiday which started in 1980 in Canada celebrating Scottish culture. And most people associate Scottish culture with the tartan, which most people would call plaid. All tartans are plaid, not all plaids are tartans.
Okay.
And the tartan with family affiliation is actually relatively recent. Hundreds of years ago, you didn't have the time or energy or ability to spend a lot of money on cloth. But especially during the Jacobite uprising, there was a tradition of regiments being dressed in a pattern, like a uniform. And after the kind of the fall of Scotland and the Battle of Culloden, after that happened, the English began really recognizing the rich culture that the clans had. And we actually have Queen Victoria to thank for a lot of the Scottish heritage that we had because she and her husband purchased Balmoral Castle and became very enamored with the Highlands and really pushed that. And so we saw a reassertion of clans. Every clan will typically have multiple tartans, and it's a pattern that on an unofficial basis, you need to be a member of the clan to wear. So people on radio can't see, but I'm wearing a scarf, which is the Sinclair tartan, which is one of my family tartans.
So at the Scottish Highland Games and at the Celtic Fair, if you pay real close attention to some of those tartans, you'll see a story, won't you?
Absolutely. And it's not just families. So the family affiliation is certainly, and the clan affiliation is what most people associate tartans with. But there are many organizational tartans. For example, the branches of the military have their own tartans. Clergy has a tartan, firefighters. There are also some what they refer to as a non-traditional tartan, which can be worn by anybody. So Black Watch plaid is probably the most common, but there are several tartans. So some may be affiliation with a family or a clan. Others may just be because they like that pattern.
Now, you said the Highland Games are moving to September, right?
Yes.
And what about the Celtic Fair?
Celtic Fair is part of the festival.
Okay.
So what we're changing the name slightly. We've always been the Prescott Highland Games, but we're changing it to Celtic Fair to kind of emphasize what else goes on at the event. So I'm the athletics director, so in my opinion, athletics is the most important part of the day.
Sure.
And it is one of the things that people like to come and watch. Big men and women throwing heavy stuff out in the field. But we also have a number of other events that go on. We are a family-friendly event. We have music. We've got bands on the main stage. We have pipers, mass bands, food and drinks. We have crafts and gifts from our vendors. We have herding dog demonstrations, so we can watch the dogs heard the ducks. Of course, a lot of people come for the beer and whiskey. We do have that. We are running a whiskey tasting seminar where you'll actually learn the history of how to make Scotch whiskey and about the different regions. So there's really a lot going on over the course of the weekend.
If someone is kind of new, say they just turned 21, mm-hmm. and they haven't become accustomed yet to Scotch whiskeys,
yep.
What differentiates a Scotch from a standard Kentucky bourbon, shall we say?
Part of it is what it's made from. So Scotch is made from malted barley, where bourbon has a requirement, I think, of 51% corn in the grain bill. And really what it comes down to, the bourbon makers, in most cases, were Scottish whiskey makers. It's just when they got to Kentucky, they didn't have access to barley. They had access to corn.
Oh, okay.
So you distill what you got, and that's part of it. And also, a lot of the whiskeys coming out of Scotland are kiln-dried over a peat fire, which lends it a very smoky smoky trait, which again is really dependent on where it comes from in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, for those who have never attended the previous Scottish Highland Games, mm-hmm. now the Celtic Fair, tell us about the games and who competes in them.
Sure. So the games themselves, I like to compare them to a decathlon. So there are multiple events over the course of a day, and each competitor is going to participate in every event. There's two stone throws, which most people are going to associate with a shot put. There are two hammer throws, which are a little bit different from the wire hammer, where people don't actually spin in a circle where when they're throwing, they throw it over their shoulder. There's two weights that are thrown for distance, which is somewhat similar to discus if the discus weighed 56 pounds.
Yeah.
There's a weight over the high bar. Then there is what most people associate with the Highland Games, which is the caber, which looks like a telephone pole where you balance it and then have to turn it end over end. And we also have an event that not every games has, which is called sheaf, in which the participant takes a pitchfork and they pierce a burlap sack with that and then throw that up over a bar. So you can kind of imagine farmhands at the end of the day betting, you know, who's going to be able to put that bag of grain in the upper barn window.
If somebody, my coworkers and my listeners know, I can't go more than a half hour without a movie reference. So if somebody wanted to get a little background on the Scottish lifestyle, the Scottish traditions, what would you recommend they watch or read?
Well, there's actually, I think the last time we were in here, we talked about a movie, but I'm going to give you a different recommendation this time. This is actually on YouTube. I would suggest people go on to YouTube and do a search for something called Stoneland. And it's about a 45-minute documentary, which covers, it's all about Scotland. It's about growing up in Scotland. It talks about the Highland Games. They speak to a guy who was one of the first certified athletic coaches in Scotland, got his certification in World War II. And also on the tradition of stone lifting, where there are stones that have been in recorded history for over 1,000 years, and that was part of your entry into manhood, where you would have to be able to lift up a stone that could weigh nearly 300 pounds and put that stone on another stone, and that would show that you are now capable of being a man and getting all the benefits within the clan society.
So with these kinds of games and those kinds of physical exertion mm-hmm. skills, you're not going to get a lot of weekend warriors just show up out of shape and do this, are you?
It's pretty rare. I will say that a lot of the people who compete, that's how they start. They see this, they think that looks like a lot of fun, they come out, they realize that it's actually a lot of skill and a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the athletes, men and women, anywhere from teens up into folks in their 70s, we have competitors in their 70s doing this event, but they tend to spend days in the gym every week training like a strongman or a powerlifter, mm-hmm. and they also compete and train in the individual disciplines on a weekly basis. So the people who come out and compete in this are real athletes. This is our sport.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than playing tennis or you know, running 5Ks, you know, we get together and throw heavy stuff.
Sure. And tell our friend Andy Hamilton hi for us, by the way.
Absolutely.
When you see him, what other kind of activities are taking place? You mentioned the food and things like mm-hmm. this. Give me an example of really good Scottish foods we should try.
Sure. Everybody is afraid of haggis. That is the most traditional Scottish food that you're going to find. And I would say almost everybody who's ever tried it really enjoys it. It sounds off-putting because they talk about it being stuffed in a sheep's stomach and boiled. But at the end of the day, that's what sausage is. You take meat and spices and you put it in something and you cook it.
Just think of pork bellies.
Exactly.
Bacon.
Yep. So that's really traditional. We have fish and chips is a very traditional kind of a UK-based food that is probably
sure.
one of the most most popular. We also typically have barbecue vendors. We have a guy who sells something called Welsh cakes, which are really tasty. Yeah, they're little hockey puck shaped things, which are griddle cakes, which are actually really nice.
And the last time you were here, I mentioned a movie called Local Hero.
Yep.
The highlight of that for me, now I have to confess here, I'm not a fan of bagpipe music.
Okay.
I just don't like it, okay?
Sure.
But Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits, the great guitarist, he wrote the music for that.
Yep.
And during the closing credits of that movie, you've got Mark Knopfler on guitar, you've got the people from Dire Straits and a bagpiper.
Yep.
I'm telling you, it is an addictive theme. It is a tremendous piece of music. And that was the first time I ever heard bagpipe music and thought, my gosh, that's gorgeous. So I have to ask you a question when it comes to bagpipes.
Sure.
Why is it that bagpipes are traditional at funerals of police officers?
There's a long history of Irish and Scottish emigrants joining services, both firefighters and police. Mm-hmm. And most fire departments and police departments do have a pipe band to kind of carry on that tradition.
Yeah. I'll be darned. How interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So tell us once again when and where the Celtic Fair?
Sure. It is September 14th, 15th, and 16th. It is held at Loch Watson, or as it's normally called, Watson Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Again, family-friendly event. We are a dog-friendly event, so we encourage, you know, bring the kids, bring the dog. We have tickets available. It's coming up soon. We don't quite have them online since we're looking now into September, but they'll be available very soon.
And, of course, you'll come back early in September to give us a little final brief on that?
Absolutely. You couldn't keep me away.
You betcha. Mark Markley, thanks for joining us today. Oh, one last question. Mm-hmm. How can people learn more about the Prescott Area Celtic Society?
We would recommend going to our website. It's the Prescott Area Celtic Society.com. We also have Prescott Highland Games. You do a Google search, it's going to come up. We've got phone numbers. We have meetings once a month where anybody's welcome to join. You can come and learn about what we do, what we put on. We also do social events frequently. We try to do once a month where we just get together and talk about stuff other than all the planning for the games.
There you go. Mark Markley, thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
On Q&A. Stay tuned. We've got Fred Oswald coming in. We're talking water coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world, including to Scotland on KQ&A.com.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints, you look, and you win instantly. You cash out and drive home in style. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins starting at just a buck with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Yavapai Plumbing and Heating's Golden Ticket is heating up. I'm Jeremy Rushton, and your Golden Ticket can save you half off a furnace and installation with qualifying full system purchase. Want more? Yavapai Plumbing will also give you $150 off any water heater with installation. Now that's a real Golden Ticket moment from Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Give us a call today for a free consultation at 776-7025 or find us online at ypinc.com. Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
When you reach your retirement age, 62 or older, additional income could make your current financial situation more stable. How about Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, commonly known as a reverse mortgage? Some advantages are no monthly principal and interest payment, monthly income, a line of credit, or both, plus you could delay your Social Security benefits.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling, R.E.D. Plumbing, Bradshaw Family Dental, Mojave State Bank, and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes wrap up the season hosting the Anaheim Ducks Saturday, April 7th at 6 p.m. on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Hi, Waters here with this week's Plant of the Week and our show-off for Scythias.
A new standout for Scythia with very large, very bright solar yellow flowers that adorn the plant from head to toe.
Relax. This showy spring shrub is beautiful and requires no pruning or cleanup.
This show-off is just days away from bloom and limited, so don't wait until these for Scythia are all gone at just $21.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
Where people who love show-off for Scythia love to shop.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 321. Just a few days ago, I opened up my copy of the morning copy of the Prescott Daily Courier, and on the opinion page in our Talk of the Town column was a headline, "More Focus Needed in Saving Our Local Water," written by Fred Oswald. Oswald is a member of the Citizens Water Advocacy Group Board, and he is a retired NASA engineer, and he is here with us today. What prompted you to write this, Fred?
Well, we're short of water here. We're living almost a desert, and a lot of people waste a lot of water, and I'm trying to see if we can encourage people not to.
And you're going to have a public forum, a workshop coming up a week from Saturday. Tell us about that.
Right, April 14th. There'll be a free workshop with landscape architect Barnabas Kane, and we'll be emphasizing drought-tolerant plants. It's 10 a.m. to noon, and it's at the Granite Peak Unitarian Church, which is about two blocks behind the True Value Hardware. Mm-hmm. True Value is on Willow Creek Road near the hospital.
And coming up also with the Citizens Water Advocacy Group, our CWAG, on April 21st, you're going to have an Earth Day booth, correct?
Yes. We do this every year, and for the third year in a row, we'll be giving away a rain barrel. We'll use it as a demo during the Earth Day presentation, and then at the end we'll draw a name from a shoebox and give it away.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of rain barrels, I saw a story that rainwater harvesting testing is now available in Dewey and Mayer, and I'm wondering why haven't we harvested rainwater more often in the past?
Well, I think people just maybe don't think about it, don't understand it. They can actually get a rebate from the city, 50 cents a gallon up to $500 for, that's Prescott residents, mm-hmm. for installing rainwater harvesting. I got a small rebate on the last two of my 8 rain barrels. Mm-hmm. The first ones, I didn't get it.
How much of your efforts toward conserving water have to do with drinking water versus other uses?
Well, the water comes out of the tap is potable. It's drinking water, mm-hmm. and we're trying to discourage its use on landscapes and trying to encourage people to have low flush toilets and efficient washing machines and all that kind of stuff. So we're trying to save that water. It's pumped out of wells in an aquifer near Chino Valley, and the aquifer is a big one, but it's been going down. We've been pumping it about twice as fast as it recharges.
And locally, regionally, and statewide, we haven't done a real good job of capturing the natural water we receive, have we?
No. Like a typical house will get something like 70,000 gallons of water falling on the roof in a year. And most houses, they just flush it out to the street and get rid of it.
And in Southern California, it goes right to the ocean. The ocean doesn't need more water, does it?
No, I guess not.
So don't we have enough water, like, for several hundred years?
Well, it all depends on what you mean by enough. We probably won't dry up the aquifer, but as we get lower, springs dry up, and there's some indication that some contaminants like arsenic will get more concentrated as we get lower in the aquifer. Mm-hmm. And this is historical water. This is from thousands of years ago, from the end of the ice age. It won't get replenished in anyone's lifetime.
And every time we open the paper, we see another story about another subdivision going up, another big housing community. And while some people gripe about, oh my gosh, more traffic, more noise, more people, you guys have a little more concrete thing to worry about, don't you?
Well, they use water.
That's right. Where's it going to come from?
And they aren't using it very effectively or efficiently. We're trying to encourage that, trying to encourage rainwater harvesting for these new subdivisions. In for a new house, it can be done passively. They mm-hmm. can run the water into low spots and let it soak into the ground, and that's almost free.
So you don't need to water to have an attractive yard, do you?
Right. Yeah, there are drought-tolerant plants, and that's what we'll cover at our workshop. Mm-hmm. I should also mention, although it's not a CWAG event, on the same day, April 14th, Barnabas Kane will give a program on rainwater harvesting at the library, and that's sponsored by the city.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of what they call Library Palooza, 3 okay. o'clock to 4:30.
When people talk about these rain harvesting barrels and tanks, what size are we talking about?
Well, small ones are around 50 gallons, and big ones can be more than 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
My own yard, I have 50 to 60-gallon tanks that total about 450 gallons. That's not a lot of water, but I have drought-tolerant plants, and so it seems to be enough.
Mm-hmm. So where can you get these rain barrels and tanks and things like this?
Well, there are several distributors in town. You can get some used food barrels. I've heard of, although I haven't seen it myself, that there's some food processors or beverage companies that might even give them away or sell them very cheaply. Cal Ranch sells used food barrels for $40 a piece. They're about 50 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
And I have five of my eight are those.
When I drove to California about a month and a half ago on the way to San Francisco, we went through a Bakersfield and areas like this, and we saw almond farm after almond farm. I understand that almond farms are among the biggest uses of water. Do you see perhaps some crops being cut back because of that?
Well, alfalfa is a low-value crop, but there's a lot of it's grown in Arizona, and that would seem to be even more wasteful than almonds. At least almonds are a fairly high-value crop.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I understand they do use a lot of water.
And while all the headlines are about the way we use water in our households and watering, agriculture takes a big chunk of it, doesn't it?
Yes, but we're focusing here in Prescott on residential use,
mm-hmm.
which is what most of our use is for here. There's not too much farming. They're still historical.
Sure, sure. And can a rainwater harvesting system work with your home's irrigation system?
Yeah, it probably is most practical if you have a bigger tank, because you need a pump. And if you have a 50-gallon tank, you'll empty the tank pretty quickly,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to move the pump or something. But with a big one, you can have a pump and a controller, maybe a filter to keep some of the dirt from clogging things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that. I just water by hand.
Yeah. What is the biggest issue in trying to get the message out to people? Do we have to wait for someone to turn the faucet on and nothing come out?
I hope not. It's education, and that's what CWAG's about.
Mm-hmm. And do you pay attention to what goes on in California, since they've had drought issues for decades?
I pay some attention and read about it. I read the LA Times, and mm-hmm. they have a lot of articles about it.
Okay. Of course, we're at a disadvantage here because we don't have a Sierra Nevada snowpack to fall back on every winter, do we?
No, there's a little bit of snow up in the around Flagstaff,
mm-hmm.
and some of that's in our watershed, but there's less snow as the climate warms.
Mm-hmm.
What falls mostly falls is rain and runs off quicker. Snow is melts slowly and percolates into the aquifer, and that's more efficient. Even so, it's only about 2% of the rainfall and snowfall that actually gets into the aquifer. The rest just runs off or evaporates.
Mm-hmm. And here we are trying to conserve drinking water in Arizona. And a year or two ago in the Phoenix area, Nestle opened a bottled water plant. Is that kind of contrary to your mission?
Yes, and also I'm disturbed that some homeowners associations down there require turf lawn. My son lives in one community, and he has to have a turf lawn, and I think that's terribly wasteful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any in Prescott that have that requirement.
So what is the situation that you know of regarding the Colorado River, Lake Mead, reservoirs, things like this?
Well, that doesn't really affect us up here in the highlands,
mm-hmm.
the central Arizona highlands, but it certainly could affect the Phoenix and Tucson area, mm-hmm. which get water from the Colorado River.
How about the Verde River?
Well, that's a complicated issue. We depend on water from the aquifer. It's the Little Chino Aquifer, and the city is trying to tap the Big Chino Aquifer, and that's the source of the upper part of the Verde River. It goes through springs and into the Verde, and if we pump too much, it'll dry it up, and that'll destroy it as a wildlife corridor, as a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
It'll become a dry wash.
This past winter was awful dry, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Very little rain.
What does that do to your annual plans when it comes to not only harvesting rainwater, but home activities, agriculture, things like this? What does a dry, warm winter do to you?
Well, for me, it doesn't do too much because it doesn't take much rain. 4 or 5 millimeters of rain will fill all my rain barrels.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough to really wet the soil very much, but then I can water them for my rain barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And so my rain barrels, all but one of them, are just about full.
In this area, how important is it for us to keep the forests damp? Because fighting fires, especially thousands of acres of forest fires, takes a tremendous amount of water for the fire department, correct?
Yeah, we need rain
to do that job for us, right?
Right, and so the soil is wetter and things don't burn as easily.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid we're going to have a bad fire season this year unless we get a lot of rain in a hurry.
And, of course, the fire departments are working very hard at thinning, you know, some of those overgrown forests. But still, you know, we saw the terrible fires both in Arizona and in California the last several months. And when you see all of that water being used to fight those fires, they're not getting that water back, are they?
No. Well, we had a bad fire in Mayer.
There you are. Yeah. And that went for thousands of acres, and that's a lot of resources deployed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed. How can people learn more about the Citizens Water Advocacy Group?
We have a website, CWAGAZ, AZ for Arizona, .org, and there's a lot of information, including about rainwater harvesting, most of which I wrote. It's on that website, and there's information about the program on April 14th and Earth Day on April 21st. We have a program most Saturdays, most months, the second Saturday of the month, through May, rather. And then in August, we'll have a candidates forum. It'll be a week earlier because of the election schedule. And then we'll resume our second Saturday programs in September.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a volunteer naturalist at the Highland Center. Does water preservation, is that part of your presentation there?
Yeah, actually, I do a rainwater harvesting walk in the Discovery Gardens at the Highland Center.
Okay. Very nice. We're going to have the Highland Center on here next week, in fact, to talk about what's going on there. One last question for you, Fred. You don't miss the weather in Cleveland, do you?
No, it's much nicer here. You get that blue sky, get used to it.
Yeah, yeah. We could probably use the snow melt from Cleveland, but we'll take that in trade, won't we?
Okay, well, thank you.
Very good. That's Fred Oswald from the Citizens Water Advocacy Group. Stay tuned because we're going to talk to folks from Madagascar. They are taking the stage at the PCA this weekend. That's coming up after news with Link on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LMS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like a whole new person.
Disclaimer, you will not become a whole new person. This is impossible. You might be able to join a gym or diet program, buy a new wardrobe, get hair implants, but your DNA and physical form will remain the same. GEICO waives any and all liability if you attempt to become a new person, except a cyborg. If you choose to become a half-human, half-cybernetic organism with lasers for eyes, the GEICO legal team would be cool with that, because, quote, laser eyes are pretty sweet. Pew, 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 end quote.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
It's time to get out and hike, paddle, or climb, and Rosie has just the place to get you outfitted. The Arizona Farm Bureau and Hickman's Family Farms will get you excited about eggs, plus staying cool with the latest in outdoor mobile evap coolers, including an all-in-one beverage patio cooler. Start your weekend Rosie style.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
75 years ago, a group of leaders had the vision to realize how important locally governed, not-for-profit healthcare would be to the fabric of our growing community. They rolled up their sleeves, and Prescott Community Hospital opened its doors. As the years passed, there were many changes. Prescott Community Hospital became Yavapai Regional Medical Center, but two things didn't change. That same can-do spirit grew stronger than ever, and YRMC continued to be a point of pride for our community. Today, YRMC is still your not-for-profit healthcare provider, operating solely on patient revenue and generous community support. And yes, we continue to be locally governed, which means that your healthcare is our only priority. As we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we'd like to thank you, our family, friends, and neighbors. Because of you, YRMC is 75 years strong.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. MatForce Director Marilee Fowler has been selected as the Arizona Outstanding Director of the Year for Community Partnerships. Fowler started working for MatForce in 2007 and became Executive Director in 2010. She was nominated for the award by her co-workers and volunteers of MatForce, which partners with agencies and individuals from all sectors of the community to reduce drug and alcohol abuse in Yavapai County. Some of the organization's accomplishments include substance abuse prevention education in schools, Dump the Drugs events, and parenting education. The award was presented at a luncheon in Phoenix 1 week ago by the Organization of Nonprofit Executives. For more information on this story, log on to KQNA.com and click on the link to Prescott eNews. The Prescott Valley Town Council will be prioritizing grant projects during its meeting at 5:30 tonight.
According to Deputy Town Manager Ryan Judy, $300,000 in grant funding is available statewide. Judy explains one project is being considered.
Build another sidewalk on Civic Drive that will connect Windsong to Civic Circle in front of the apartment complexes there. That's a big request we get at the Civic Center there is to put sidewalks, and so that's what we've been trying to do, especially in front of schools and apartment complexes where we get a lot of pedestrian traffic.
Judy says there's no guarantee the town of Prescott Valley will get funding simply because they will be applying for it.
This is a statewide competitive grant. We've been successful in the past, but it's no indicator of future success, but we do hope that we're successful again and can implement that project. They like to see money used in this regard that really helps people. You know, it's a safety thing.
The town has been successful in receiving competitive grants 7 times in recent years for improvements on Luce, Windsong, and Lake Valley Drives. The Prescott Valley Town Council meeting will be held in the Library Auditorium on Civic Circle. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Breezy weekend ahead. Expect a low of 47 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 72 tomorrow and a high of 73 on Saturday. 51 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday and Saturday of 82. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Windfall Willie here. Picture this. You're driving around and visit an Arizona Lottery retailer. You walk to the counter and read, Fast Play, a new way to play and win instantly. Intriguing. You ask for a Fast Play ticket, it prints. you look, and you win. Instantly, you cash out and drive home in style. Woo-wee! Play for lightning fast wins starting at just a buck with Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery.
Jenna, your daddy and I want you to know.
Honey, there are choices.
And there will be lots of distractions.
Right, you know, social stuff, clothes, friends.
Boys. Yeah,
boys?
Yes, Steve, boys.
Well, she's not ready for boys.
And when you're in high school, you will have this great opportunity called...
Well, I'm not ready for boys.
Mountain Institute. Along with your regular classes, you get to take electives with college credit in robotics, culinary, sports medicine, welding, nursing, aviation.
Boys? There'll be boys in the classes?
Honey, we're talking about Mountain Institute.
Okay, you're right. Jenna, your mom's right. You're growing up and taking classes with Mountain Institute while you're still in high school. We'll give you the chance to graduate trained and certified in a real skill. And that's so important these days when there are fewer and fewer skilled workers to fill high-paying jobs.
Honey, do you want to blow your nose?
Yeah.
And if you still want a four-year degree, you can have that too.
Right. But no dating till you're 30.
Mountain Institute. Get trained, get certified, get hired. Enroll now at mijted.net.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 341 in Madagascar, a musical adventure. Junior is coming to the PCA. Lynn Thomas is the mom and the choreographer. Jordan Thomas, who's in the fifth grade, is in the cast. You can get your tickets at pca-az.net. So I'm going to ask Jordan, you're in the fifth grade of what school?
Skyview.
Okay, and you've been involved, I understand. Wait a minute, you're in the fifth grade, you've been involved in seven plays already?
Yes, I have.
You're like an old lady of the Broadway stage, aren't you? Now, your very first time on stage was for what show?
It was for 101 Dalmatians.
Ooh, I have to ask you that. That's a big show. Were you nervous the first time?
I was not.
Why not? Most people would be really terrified.
Well, I got a smaller part, mm-hmm. and it was just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And Lynn's your mom, right?
Yes.
Lynn, you're the choreographer for the show, and you've got how many kids in this cast?
Got about 24.
And with 24 kids to choreograph, you've been working on this show for how long?
I believe we started January 9th.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, tell us about some of the challenges of coordinating 24 people, whether they're kids or adults, in a musical play.
It's a lot of fun. It's very rewarding. Mm-hmm. I would say some of the challenges would be that some members of the cast are very young as 7 or 8 years old, mm-hmm. and some as old as 15 or 16. Some of them have never performed before, have never danced before, and others have quite a bit of experience. So to find the blend between what they can do and what they can't do is probably the challenge.
So when you've got somebody who has never been on stage before in front of a bunch of people, describe for me their experience, what you see in them the first time they have an audience.
Most of the time, a lot of joy to see the look in their faces, being in front of a lot of people.
They come alive, don't they?
People that they know, grandma, mom, they just open up. And mm-hmm. they also get to do school shows. They just finished their fourth school show for a lot of elementary schools as far away as Cottonwood come to see them, and they light up. And they have 8-ball.
How important is it for kids who might be real bashful and shy to find out that there are other people just like them who get on stage and they become somebody else for an hour and a half, and that's a big thrill, and it opens them up?
For some of them, they really do become somebody else, and mm-hmm. they really enjoy not being themselves. And other kids really enjoy the process. They really enjoy the rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't see too many nerves with the kids.
How cool is that? Now, Jordan, tell us about your character in Madagascar, a musical adventure junior.
Well, I play the part Marty. It's a zebra. Mm-hmm. And all of the four main characters are Marty the zebra, Gloria the hippo, Alex the lion, and Melman the giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're... known as to the cast like the Zoosters.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you get to sing in this show?
I do.
Wow, what's the song you sing? Or how many songs do you sing?
I sing 4 or 5.
Wow, that's a pretty good workload, isn't
it? I'm in a lot of songs, but I have like the solos in four or five.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lynn, why are they calling this, now it's based upon the Disney, or I'm sorry, DreamWorks. Why are they calling this Musical Adventure Junior? Is this because it's the family theater?
It is family theater, and it's adapted for younger children. Mm-hmm. And instead of having a 1.5 to 2 hour show with an intermission, they do it. It's one hour show, no intermission.
So tell us the plot of the story.
So it starts as they're getting ready to do a show, and Marty the zebra wants to go out into the wild. Mm-hmm. So Alex the lion and Marty do a little dance, and so they he finds out that she leaves, and so the three other Zoosters will like try to find Marty, and they end up in the Grand Central, and they get hit with the tranquilizer darts and put on a boat to Madagascar.
Oh, and what happens once they get to Madagascar?
King Julian invites them to stay to scare away the Fusa. And the Fusa are like cats and bobcats mixed together.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. And in the play, you've got two different casts for the show, right? That's a pretty exhausting show, I would think.
They're big roles, and so the Zoosters are double cast. And so Jordan and her cast do half the shows.
Yeah.
And then the other cast does the other half the show. And that's sometimes, especially with kids, you want to double cast that so they're not overworked. Yeah. You always want to have that buffer in case somebody gets sick, as we all know. Kids can get sick, and nothing happened. Everyone's been perfectly healthy and had a wonderful time, and it's been a great camaraderie between the cast to work together.
And the show starts tonight?
Tonight.
Imagine that. This is opening night?
Yeah.
Another opening, another show. Mm-hmm. How nervous will you be opening night?
I won't be very nervous.
You know what that means? It means you're prepared, right, Lynn?
Very prepared.
It means you know your role, you know what to do, and you're confident, aren't you?
Yes.
That is so important on stage. And Lynn, let me ask you, I asked you before about, you know, a kid's first experience on stage. What kinds of things do children learn when they take part in a live theater show?
They learn how they sound on a microphone, which can be pretty exhilarating for them. They learn that they have to work together. They learn a lot about friendship and being kind to one another and being supportive.
Bingo.
They have empathy for people, for the other cast members. They are very helpful. They have to learn where their props go backstage and how they have to preset them and how they have to take care of what belongs to them and their costumes. And if they're sharing things, they have to also learn how to share. They have to learn how to listen to a director and a choreographer. And they have to learn to take notes.
They learn a lot of self-discipline, don't they?
Yes.
When I was in high school, I went to basically a football academy for a high school, and we had several of the football players in our drama group, and these guys were kind of wild party guys, but they learned to be real, real self-disciplined once they got involved in the drama group, and it did them a lot of good. And of course, you've got to show up for your rehearsals, you've got to hit your marks, you got to know your lines, and I would imagine one of the most important things, which you brushed upon, you're part of an ensemble. You've got to have each other's back, right? Mm-hmm.
And you know, some of these kids have never met before.
Sure.
They come from all over the Tri-City area. A lot of them are from all different schools. Some of them are homeschooled. They all come together. They're different age groups, different experience levels, and they all get along splendidly, and they're good kids, and they're a pleasure and a joy to work with.
Now, you're also doing four school performances, correct?
Yeah, we just finished yesterday.
And where are those taking place?
Those are at PCA. So the schools bus in. So we had Taylor Hicks. We had Cottonwood, we had Humboldt, we had some homeschooled kids.
That had to be a wild scene, all the kids cheering on, right?
It was really fun, and they loved it.
Oh, I'll bet you. Hey, Jordan, tell me what it feels like when you sing a song on stage and the audience applauds.
Well, I just love it because I like to see the joy on their faces, and yeah.
How cool is it when you have a line, a funny line in the show, and everybody laughs?
It's pretty much the same answers.
Yeah.
It, like, brings joy to me to see them all laughing.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, this is kind of an adult question, but now that you've been involved in seven shows, when you watch a movie or you watch, or when you watch a TV show, do you watch it a little differently? Do you see how the actors do their jobs?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Lynn, since you're choreographing this, obviously you have an interest in dance. What are some of your favorite musicals you've seen, either plays or TV or movies?
I would probably say one of my favorites is probably Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, because I was able to tour with that show, and that was a lot of fun.
No kidding. Where'd you tour with that?
All over the country.
How long was that?
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. And that was about a 9-month
Oh, my
contract.
Goodness. Boy, you really have to get along with a lot of people when you're touring for that long, don't you?
You do.
Oh, my goodness. I can only imagine. Because I imagine, too, one of the important things of casting the kids in a role like this, they see what it takes, not just on stage, but everybody who's part of a whole production, how important every single person is, right?
Every person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's stage managers and a light person and a sound person and a director, and then there's wonderful people that just come in from the community and PCA itself to just help support the cast and these kids.
And on that note, Jordan, when you're on stage, they used to say about actors how important it is to hit your marks. How important is it for you as an actor to be in exactly the right place? Why do you have to be there?
Well, I don't really.
You got the lights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the director's looking for you and your fellow cast members, right?
Yeah, you have to be in the right spot for.
Mm-hmm.
So, staging and all of the people can get into their spots.
Sure.
How about when you're playing the little old lady and you have to hit Alex with your purse? You have to be in the right spot to make sure you smack him real good.
Yeah. Has he forgiven you for that?
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out opening night. Tonight is opening night. How
tonight.
Cool is that? You know, you've done how many shows at the PCA main stage, Lynn?
Probably 5.
Do you ever wish they had a great big curtain they could just open and have an aha moment to start everything? As wonderful as that facility is.
We were just talking about that, and that if we could get a magical endowment for a couple of $1 million, what we could do with that beautiful theater. And it's so lovely, and it's so beautiful, and it's a really wonderful place. So I hope that it continues support in the community.
Well, and your performances start tonight. You have evening performances this weekend and next weekend. You also have matinees, don't you?
Yes.
And tickets are $12. You can visit the PCA's website, which is pca-az.net, or call 445-3286, or get your tickets right there at the gallery or at the theater at Showtime. And Showtime is what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. each evening performance. And that's Jordan Thomas and Lynn Thomas. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for
on Q&A. Break a leg.
Thank you. Hope you have
a great time with Madagascar. And thanks for joining us. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts. And Monday's Q&A guests coming up next on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax scoring and mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Growing up in Prescott, we knew spring was here when my grandmother's lilacs bloomed. I'm Lisa Waters Lane, and my grandmother would be thrilled with the new Bloomerang Purple Lilacs at Waters Garden Center. They don't just bloom once in spring, they bloom again in summer. Mine bloomed three times last year, making spring last well into fall, and just $29.99. Come check out all the heavenly new sights and scents that are making this spring the most beautiful ever. Lilacs like Grandma used to grow, and better. Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
Hi, it's Reagan, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. It's baseball season, and it's time to cheer on our Arizona Diamondbacks. Hit a home run every time you call us. This season, when the Diamondbacks are 500 or above on the season, you win too. Get an additional 5% off any repairs or new equipment installation, up to a 10% discount. Call 458-8177. Use promo code AZD500. Visit pvhac.com for terms and details. Remember, we always have veteran and senior discounts. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Williams, the Trails and Wilderness Manager for the Prescott National Forest. I earned a Bachelor's and a Master's of Arts in Environmental Studies and Adventure Education from Prescott College. Today, I am proud to make a difference in our community by working with community members on such projects as the Prescott Circle Trail and protecting our wilderness areas. My experience with Prescott College allows me to contribute by conserving our local public lands and providing opportunities for everyone to enjoy the great outdoors.
Prescott College, making a difference globally and locally, starting right here in Prescott.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 3:26, wrapping up another week of Q&A. There will be no Talk of the Town today at 4 o'clock because we're going direct to St. Louis for the pregame show for the Diamondbacks and Cardinals as the D-backs start a 9-game road trip with 3 games in windy, rainy, cold, and snowy St. Louis. So don't be too surprised if there is a postponement and even possibly a doubleheader coming out of this series in St. Louis. Join me again Monday for Q&A at 3 o'clock when I talk to the Shook Twins. They are the opening act for Dust Bowl Revival coming to the Prescott Elks Theater, and I'll have a long chat Monday with a fascinating author, the former LAPD detective Mike Rothmiller. He has written 23 books, including Secrets, Lies, and Deceptions, and we will talk with him Monday at 3 o'clock on Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Arizona News Radio, Pinal County.